WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Fran, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you have Twitch Prime available, well, you know, click the purple button at the top, see if you have a sub available, and if you'd like to use it here, well, you're more than welcome to, but if not, we understand, but we really want you to use it here. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here, we're live, the Cowboys are losing, at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward on the Twitter machine. It's going to be a good night.
It's going to be a very good night so far. Maybe not for Brent, but for us.
I mean, for us, it's fantastic. But for Brent, I mean, it could be different things for Brent. I mean, some would say.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news!
Hey, Ash. Thank you for playing that.
You're welcome.
It's like, I just need a Wade Barrett sounder, and there it is, right there. So anyway, yeah, Cowboys are losing. Brent is a Cowboys fan. So we will continue to update that through the night because he's in chat and we can. So anyway.
Because we can.
We have a lot to get into this evening. We're going to be having news. We've got NXT Tweet of the Week. And ladies and gentlemen, I caved. I went to Starrcade. We're going to talk about it because there's some things that we need to talk about.
And we have a special announcement for show related tonight.
We do. So everybody stay tuned to the end of the show and we will let you know what the special announcement is going to be.
Actually,
has to do with the Christmas show.
Actually, if you listen to the commercial break, you'll find out.
Oh, even better. We have a commercial, a fancy dancy commercial. You didn't tell me this. I thought we were just, you know, doing it at the end of the show. But anyway.
I found old stuff and I made the thing. Anyway.
Oh, you were busy today then.
I was. I was productive today, chat.
Which normally does not happen.
Shut your face.
So anyway, let's get into the news about our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And we have to talk with about the biggest news of the week, which there's a couple stories that are pretty big, but this one is fairly exciting. After a long hiatus, Johnny Impact becomes Johnny WWE because John Morrison has re-signed with WWE.
Yeah.
May the glitter abs live.
Someone get the fans ready. And all that fun jazz. Yeah, Johnny Impact, John Morrison, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Nitro, whatever you want to call him, is back. His first WWE appearance will be next week on The Bump, 10 a.m. Eastern, on the YouTubes, the Twitches, the networks. So tune in for that. There's no idea where he's going, which brand. My guess, since they dropped it on WWE Backstage, he's headed to SmackDown because they could use a babyface or a heel. I mean, that would be the best spot for him, I would think, because he's a name. He has name value.
I think it's a good place for him to go, just because Raw is still pretty overloaded with stars, and they have to bring somebody into that environment. I don't know if that would really work with SmackDown. It's overloaded too, but it's a better environment, I feel like, for him to come into. There's a more diverse roster.
There's a lot of people like him on Raw in terms of in-ring talent. So if you're able to spread that talent out around a little bit, him going to SmackDown wouldn't be a bad thing. It's like everyone from 2009, 2010 is on their way back.
I mean, I know. It's weird.
I mean, Sheamus is getting healthy and he's coming back to SmackDown. He grew out his hair again.
It looks weird. I'm not going to lie. It looks really weird that he has the beard and the hair again. Like, I was just finally getting used to the mohawk and now here he is. But he is, like, stacked. All he has done while he's been off is workout. Like, he has lost weight. He has trimmed up and he is just
jacked.
Yeah, he's just jacked. I mean, that's the only way to describe him. He looks wonderful. He looks absolutely wonderful, and hopefully he's feeling better too, because I know he's having a lot of neck issues there for a while, which is why they've kind of held him off TV, I think, is to let him sort of rest and heal and recover. So, but congratulations to John Morrison as he comes back, and somebody else has decided to resume their in-ring career.
Who's that?
Well, it seems Dio Madden is a little irritated that he got beat up, so well, he has stepped aside from the Raw announce team to resume his in-ring career and continue training as a professional wrestler. And in his place, while his arm heals, we get Samoa Joe. No offense to Dio Madden, but I'm okay with this.
The three-week run of Dio Madden as the color commentator on Monday Night Raw has come to an end.
He wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad, but realistically, let's think about this. I could never see him calling WrestleMania. I could not see him and Vic Joseph being the two lead people carrying half of the WrestleMania show. It's no offense to either man, but it would feel really awkward at this stage, especially for Dio Madden, because he's very new to the game. Vic is fine. He'll do great in that role, but it would have been weird having Dio Madden in there.
They would have had to have brought... You would have had to have King there with them to help them get through it, because that's ultimately what Jerry Lawler's role is right now, is to get Vic Joseph and Dio Madden, before he stepped down, used to commentating on Monday Night Raw, because I think that was always the plan for him to eventually step out of what he was doing and that go down to a two-man team. Well, now Dio Madden has stepped out. Samoa Joe has stepped in because Joe's been doing commentary a little bit and he's fabulous at it.
He's great at it. I mean, he did a great job. He's been doing a great job on WWE Backstage, which is why they put him on Raw.
Yeah, so for the time being, Joe will be on commentary, but I mean, if he wants a job after he's done wrestling...
If he has to use a job as either as an analyst or a commentator...
I mean, I would be okay with that, because he has a great voice, too.
And he knows the business. Hell, he was putting over Eric Young on Monday Night Raw, and no one puts over Eric Young.
Well, they found Eric Young. I mean, that's the thing. You have to get him on TV in order to be able to, you know, like, I don't know, put him over.
True.
Just thought.
Any truers in chat? Anyway.
Well, you know, there's another return too.
Who's that?
That, you know, we have to talk about, because after many, 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 many years, WWE has at last got their big dick back. May he keep his pants on.
Yep, she went with the headline. Christy Joseph is back in WWE. He was rehired by the company. If you don't know who Christy Joseph is, he was a WWE writer for about 6 years before leaving and took control over Lucha Underground, which was highly acclaimed by members of the internet wrestling community.
No, that's not what he's known for. He is known for running around in a bow tie and a thong as Big Dick Johnson. That is what he is known for.
I was kidding to that.
That's the only thing that matters.
I was getting to that. He recently signed a contract with MLW. He was going to be their co-executive producer. He was there for about a month before being rehired by WWE. He has a knowledge of the business. He's very creative. Hopefully, he'll do some good things in WWE. Probably going to be working with Paul Heyman. Call it a hunch.
I'd be okay with that, honestly. I mean, I would be fine with that. I mean, no offense to Paul Heyman, but I feel like Raw maybe needs just a little help.
He'll help flesh out some characters. I think him and Heyman can work well together. Or if he goes to SmackDown, I mean, it doesn't matter. He'll help flesh out some characters, help draw out some stories. So, you go from there.
Yep, we go from there. And, well, transitioning away from WWE a little bit, despite his Free the Delete campaign, which Matt Hardy is actively working on as he renegotiates his contract.
Delete.
He took a quick break to welcome his third child.
Yes.
With a very interesting name.
It is very delightful.
It's Bartholomew.
Bartholomew Kit Hardy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bartholomew?
Barty.
Bartholomew.
Yeah, Bartholomew.
I mean, I get it. It's Bart for short. It's Bart Kit Hardy. That's what he's going to get called. But who names their child the first, like, the full Bartholomew?
It's wonderful, yes.
I'm just, okay. All right. I mean, more power to them. They definitely have picked very interesting names for their children. I will give them credit where credit is due. They have picked very interesting names for their children.
I think it's very delightful. Yes.
I just... Bartholomew. I'm sorry. I just do not like that name. I just have a mental block against that name.
Yeah, she gave birth to one of the smoking guns. And yes.
Yeah, she did. She absolutely did. So, all joking aside, I'm not trying to make fun of their baby. I promise. I just... Bartholomew, I just can't. But congratulations to Rebby and Matt on their third child.
More on the Hardy child later in the show.
Yes.
In Tweet of the Week.
Moving on from that, we've got a bit of Impact news as David Sahadi, there we go, has returned to Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, he's going back.
I'm not making fun of the child, okay? I am mocking the name. There's a difference. I would never make fun of somebody's newborn child to their face.
Thank you. Anyway, we're going to just move on from that conversation because we've had... Anyway, moving on, he says, this is the news presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211.
I'm Southern. It's what we do. Okay? Just... All right. Anyway, moving on. Not last, but certainly not least, Goldberg got announced to be on the Broken Skull session, so he will be the next big interview for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That will take place the night of TLC next Sunday night, right after... It'll be Broken Skull Sessions with Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Goldberg.
And then last but certainly not least, a bit of AEW news, as they have signed a deal with In Demand Pay-Per-View, where quarterly pay-per-views will be aired.
Yeah, they've secured a deal for next through 2021 to air quarterly pay-per-views. So that's been pretty much given, but now they have it on paper with them, so... Yes, AEW. You'll see all their pay-per-views quarterly, in demand. You'll see great matches featuring the Blade and whatever, and the Bunny. I forget. The Butcher. That's what it was. The Blade, the Butcher, and the Bunny. You'll see them on pay-per-view. Blade, the Butcher, and the Bunny. Delightful. She's not talking. She's just going to let me hang on this one.
I can't talk about AEW. I don't watch it.
I was just making fun of the Blade, the Butcher, and the Bunny. It's terrible.
No. Like, the Blade and the Butcher is a pretty sick name, but then you throw the Bunny in there and it's like, what?
Okay.
There's a Bunny?
Quick little sidetrack because reasons. I have to get this off my chest.
Okay, go off.
And then we're going to NXT in a second. So, AEW is running this angle with MJF and Cody Rhodes. And Cody cuts this promo on the TV show this week, and it's fine promo. He'll do anything to, you know, fight MJF, right? And he goes, MJF, I'll wait for your response. So you would think in a good produced television show, you would see the response on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was on social media following the show. That's a blunder. You cut 30 seconds from 4 matches, you can air the 2-minute video on your TV show. It's supposed to be your big angle. Get it on the TV show. Anyway, that's my only complaint. Get it on your TV show so the more eyeballs can see it and it actually matters, instead of having your fans watch social media for the response. If WWE did that stuff, and they do, put it on the TV show. That's where It matters. Anyway, is that all the news presented by MBG Films? YouTube.com/MBG1211.
It is. Let's just do NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Wait, before we get into NXT, Coke is going to be one eyebrow less. Devin Booker has 42 points. This is why you don't tweet ideas out on Twitter. That will cost you. Just saying.
Cloke.
I mean, just pointing it out there. So anyway, let's get into NXT. It was a good show this week.
It was a good show. It was a very entertaining show. I liked it quite a bit.
So this week on the show, it opened up with Killian Dane looking for a fight because Killian was supposed to fight Damian Priest, but Damian Priest is injured with some ribs, was not cleared to compete. So one Peter Dunne decides to come on out and fight. They had a hell of a match.
They had a really long match. It was very good. Very, very, very physical. There's at one point where Killian just like falls on him. Just Pete like reaches up to grab him and Killian just falls on him. It's like, oh, that hurt. You know that hurt. But yeah, this was, I love watching these two go. Like I really, really do. It's very enjoyable because it's super physical. And that, and no offense, but those are the kinds of matches I enjoy is when they're just beating the crap out of each other. I don't, you know, I don't know how else to say it. Like, I don't necessarily like the flippy moves, although I have an appreciation for the flippy moves, but I feel like, you know, when it's an actual, like, fight, that just, to me, that feels the best.
Killian Dane was able to pick up the win.
Peter, you can't lose. We need to have a talk.
We may need to have a talk with Peter. Kathy Kelly was having a talk with Dakota Kai. She had a word for Rhea Ripley. Dakota said Tegan Knox is not worth her time right now. She is Rhea stupid. She's going to take out Rhea tonight, just like she took out that hood rat, Mia Yim. Interesting.
Okay. I'm just going to say this because it leads to later in the show. Mia Yim, Rhea Ripley going after Dakota. That's great. That's wonderful. But, you know, hypothetically, when Tegan Knox comes back to beat Dakota Kai's ass, again, hypothetically, that's when we're all going to get interested. Just throwing that out there.
So, want to just get into that right now? We might as well just go there.
Just go there with it.
Okay. One, hypothetically, or reality, Dakota Kai has the best entrance video in NXT.
She does.
She is the best entrance video of them all. Do you want to know why? And Brent, earmuffs.
Yeah, plug your ears.
It's because it's the beatdown on Tegan. It's her entrance video now. It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyway, so it was supposed to be Rhea Ripley and Dakota Kai. But before that all could go down, Rhea's like, well, your setup at TakeOver was a little bit clever. But she had one of her own. Out walked Mia Yim and she went right after Dakota Kai and they went at it. They started brawling to the back. Shayna and the girls then showed up. They went after Rhea. It's a 3-on-1 attack. Eventually, Shayna was able to choke out Rhea Ripley.
I mean, again, one, Shayna and Rhea, I'm on board for this. Totally 100% on board for this. The match with Dakota was what it was. Don't even really remember the match with Dakota, honestly. But when Shayna, or when Rhea and Mia showed up, it's like, you know, again, this is great. This is wonderful. I'm very happy you ladies are getting your come up, your payback on Dakota, but there's only one person that matters in this whole thing, and she has not shown up yet. And until she shows up, it's kind of like, wah, wah, you know?
Mm-hmm. But then there's the Shayna Rhea stuff, and Shayna is now looking for the fight with Rhea.
We're all on board for a fight with Rhea. I'm okay with this because honestly, I feel like Rhea stands a real chance of taking the belt off Shayna, not that she will. But in terms of just looking at the two, it's like, yeah, Rhea can take her.
Speaking of Shayna, she defeated Xia Li on this show via submission.
She did, which was sad because I like Xia Li. Brent, it happened, okay?
It happened. It happened.
It totally 100% happened. It's not a hypothetical. I'm very sorry to tell you that Dakota Kai betrayed her best friend because her best friend ditched her and, you know, beat the crap out of her and then left.
This is not the newsroom where they fudged the tape to make it look like something happened. This actually happened.
I'm so sorry to have to tell you this. And before you bring up Taker happened too. Both times.
Undisputed Era made their way to the ring, minus one man who's out hurt Bobby Fish. Adam Cole said Undisputed Era had a November to remember, and he talked about how they had a very successful Survivor Series weekend. The month may be over, but the year of the prophecy has just begun. He talked about the neck injury for Bobby Fish and how Keith Lee basically ragdolled him last week, and he's, you know, the crowd was chanting he's a ragdoll to him, and he's like, I'm not a ragdoll. I deserve respect. Then we had Keith Lee chant. He wanted answers from Finn Balor. But before he can get answers, out came Keith Lee. Kyle O'Reilly took some shots, trying to be very clever. Lee says he's giving Undisputed Era credit. He's not only a moment maker, but he is also a game changer. Lee said Undisputed Era may have all the gold now, but Lee has something. He has nothing right now to show for it. But he did manage to turn Adam Cole into a viral GIF. He did. It's a viral GIF. It's amazing.
It's true.
He got pounced into the crowd. It was amazing last week. Lee talked about how he was part of the War Games. He took down O'Reilly's, looked at O'Reilly's bell. He said, and O'Reilly made a funny comment. My hairs are up here. My hairs are, look up here. Basically, it boils down to Keith Lee wants a title match of some sort. Adam Cole tried to take a cheap shot, but well, Keith Lee saw it all coming. Took a 301 attack on him, but Tommaso Ciampa made the save for that man right there. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Like this a lot.
More with them to come.
Yes. And also, feel better, Bobby Fish. Thank you for being a saint and helping a person in need.
The Forgotten Sons beat Adrian Atlantis and Leon Ruff from Evolve. Quick little match.
Mm-hmm. But good.
Cassius Ohno has returned from the NXT UK to, well, scout some competition, because upcoming at Worlds Collide, it's NXT UK versus NXT. So he was looking for a fight. It was a fight, but with Matt Riddle. Solid matchup they had between the two men, with Matt Riddle getting the W.
Riddle looked good in this.
Mm-hmm. Kushida was scheduled to face off against Raul Mendoza until Cameron Grimes went, nope, you're fighting me now. They had a solid match with Kushida making his return and getting the win.
Okay, no. Cameron Grimes said, someone hold my beer, y'all stand back and watch this, and dropped kick the crap out of somebody to take that spot. Like, I don't even know what happened. You blinked and you missed it. Like, one second there's the opponent, and the next second there's Cameron Grimes.
That's what I said.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's just like the fact that he just, y'all stand back and watch this thing, okay? Also, I need an explanation about Cameron Grimes. Like, I really need to know who this man is, because he's confusing. Is he a steampunk redneck? Is he, like, what is he supposed to be?
I don't know.
Because he's got, like, the vest, and he's got the little trunks, but now he's got, like, little braiding or cord on him, and then he has the hat. So it looks kind of steampunk, but he's southern-ish? He's very hairy, too. Who is he? Like,
he's Cameron Grimes.
He's Cameron Grimes, but what is he supposed to be? Just a dude?
He's Cameron Grimes.
A creepy dude? Is that what he's supposed to be?
I guess.
I mean, I don't know. I'm confused. Like, I'm curious about him, which is why I'm asking the question. Is like, what is he supposed to be? Is he, because he's intriguing. Like, there's something there, but I just need an explanation as to what he's all about. And maybe we'll get that in time, but it's like, you just keep throwing him out there, and he has nicer gear, so that's a plus. He went shopping. I'm very happy for him. But, like, I just want to figure out who he's supposed to be, or what he's supposed to be, or, you know, what all's going on there. Because I don't know. I feel like we should know at this point. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe that's the problem. They haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, maybe they haven't.
But Kushida looked good.
Kushida looked good in his comeback.
Coming all the way back around to the
stage. Circling all the way back. Let's for main event. Undisputed Era versus Ciampa, Lee, and Dominik Dijakovic. Good matchup. But again, Keith Lee has that gift moment where he, after the Finn Balor show up. And Finn Balor's dominating after the ref bump. And then Keith Lee shows up in the corner like, what'd you say, boy? And he just starts beating on Finn Balor. Dropped him with the powerbomb. But that's another gift-worthy moment.
By the way, score update. The Cowboys have scored a touchdown. They're back in it. Not really. But they scored a touchdown. So there's that. Wait, maybe. Nope, they did. Got the ball across. Actually, let's see if they call it. Wait. Wait for it.
Yeah, they got it.
They got it. Okay, yeah, they're kicking the field goal. So, yeah, it's now 24-2. We're waiting for them to kick the field. Kick the ball!
As they kicked the ball, Tommaso, Keith Lee, and Dominic got the win. Afterwards, Mr. Regal came out and announced that on December 18th, Adam Cole will be defending his title. But against who? The winner of a triple threat matchup next week. Finn Balor, Tommaso Ciampa, and Keith Lee.
Okay, fine. Fine with this. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Regal. I appreciate that wholeheartedly. Side note, how do I get more William Regal on these shows? Like, if he will not adopt Pete Dunne as his bastard son, how do I get more William Regal on these shows? Because I feel like he used to be involved more and now he's not on as much.
He's there when it needs to be.
But he just, I love him so much. Like, I want to see more of him and he's not there. I know it's not about him, but it's just he adds a little, like, something-something whenever he's there that just makes it that much more nice. A bit of villainy and class and sass in one package.
Oh, Lord, 3 weeks is about to be super, super long. Anyway, so we go to break.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I came across something that I've just been favoriting stuff for the last 2 minutes.
Thanks! I'm supposed to be here having a conversation and you're just, like, favoriting stuff on Twitter. Thanks. Anyway, we're going to take our first and only break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week, and I'm going to be talking all about Starrcade while Rock backs me up. So if you're listening to the Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Yep.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You're engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo, please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate. a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
It's that time once again to spread some holiday cheer and jingle all the rack.
Ho, ho, ho!
Our Christmas special is closing in, and we are looking for questions from all of you for our favorite Ask the Rack.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Whatever you want to ask us, feel free to do so. Whether it's holiday related, wrestling related, or even if you want to take a shot or two at King Kittens.
This year, you're getting a lump of coal.
Wait. No. That's just our job. You ask it, we answer it, which is why it's Ask the Rack. You can submit your questions via Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Lins Ward, LANSWRD, or at Rack Radio Show, or you can email them to us, media@wildtalkradio.com. Join us for Jingle All the Rack this Christmas right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're listening to five times NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Arnett appears, and this is the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on Twitch or WildTalkRadio or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a Twitch Prime sub available and you'd like to use it here, well, click the purple button up above the technology screens in your Twitch chat to subscribe, and if not, that's fine too. But yes, you heard it here first. Everybody get your questions ready, because we are doing Ask the Rack for Jingle All the Rack this year. So please send questions. Just keep bear in mind, if you ask a smart-ass question, you will get a smart-ass response. Also, please, nothing racist, sexist, homophobic, anything of that nature. Thank you. But yeah, anything you want, up to you. Just within certain limits. Anyway, let's do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace, until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Keeps going and go. Oh my god.
Stop favoriting stuff.
Oh my god. This is gonna be so good. Go.
Alright, Trevor May. I just want a keyboard sponsor so I can take cool Instagram pictures with them. Me, shopping of groceries, my keyboard in the top basket. Me, walking into Starbucks, keyboard under my arm. Me, at the gym, pumping iron as my keyboard watches. You know, normal stuff. Marcel replies, bubble bass, walks in the park, sandcastle, endless possibilities. Get that man a keyboard sponsor. While you're at it, you could get us a keyboard sponsor. That would be fine. I'll do all those things with the keyboard. I have no problem with that. Alexa Bliss, you ever look at what someone is wearing and think, why? I get that look all the time. Mojo Rawley replies, I'm 33 years old and wear Zubaz everywhere I go. I'm familiar with the look. Courage, JD! My turbulence was so bad earlier on this flight that I had true anxiety for the first time in years. Now I've had 3 double vodka / OJs. I can't wait to get home and see Nadeshot, Ray, Haley, and my girlfriend. They're all great people. I miss Tim, Ninja, Lupo, and Marcel. Cloak follows up with, okay. And Courage goes, aw, guess you have to come visit if you want to be on the list. Jordan Fisher goes, what the hell? Courage goes, I haven't seen them in 2+ months. Don't do that to me. And Jordan's like, but I could have been thrown up there with the LA fam. Whatever. And Trevor May ends it with, you ran out of characters, right? That's completely fine. I'm fine. If this were MySpace, I'd still be in your top 16, right?
Was there a top 16?
Yeah, there was. It was top 8, and then you could do a top 16. Top 12 or top 16, something like that.
Cool.
Kabuki Warriors tweets Ali and goes, are you and Kay Samani twins? And Mustafa responds, we call ourselves the Caucasian Confusion.
Is that all you got?
No, I gotta find, hold on. Did I not get the original tweet? Oh, here we go. All right. Satan at Dr. Lupo. Thanks for never bullying me about not being verified. Dr. Lupo goes, you're the Lord of Darkness. I'm not an idiot. Satan goes, you're a very smart and beautiful man, Mr. Lupo, sir. Mm-hmm. Trevor May, 81 strikeouts in 56 seconds. Tim the Tatman, I could hit that. Dr. Lupo, dingers. Avery, I will punt Baby Yoda. Dr. Lupo goes, like this tweet to shoot Avery into space for this travesty. Followed up by, fuck this tweet. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got.
Are you at Rusev? Are you the new lunatic fringe? Rusev, I'm lunatic with a fridge. Dr. Lupo, Die Hard is best Christmas movie ever made. Home Alone is top 5. I can't even imagine the kid with the kind of person that would disagree. Only a monster would go against such globally accepted truth. Despicable. True. True. Seth Rollins, I love Survive Football. Dr. Lupo, I'd post a picture of my Thanksgiving meal on Twitter like I've seen others do, but I don't think Mrs. Dr. Lupo wants her ass on everyone's feed. She goes, I mean, I worked hard for that booty.
She did. She did. Just saying.
People are like, yeah, we definitely do. Just let me see the stuffing on your actual dinner plate and I'm good. He goes, oh, there will be stuffing involved.
Just not the kind that you can put on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some people put it on Twitter, but that's an X-rated Twitter. Not SportsCenter. Report, Jason Garrett has been put up for sale for $5 as part of the Black Friday special at the Dallas Walmart. So far, no takers.
Ooh.
Kane, would someone please add author to my Wikipedia bio? I'm pretty proud of that. It's not official until it's there. Someone goes, you can add yourself. Just click the edit button. That's cheating, he says. By the way, go to rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, and listen to our review of Mayor Kane, available now.
Wouldn't be nice if it was an interview, but...
yeah. Kevin Owens just had candy and pizza in that order for breakfast. Well, it's almost lunch. It's brunch. You know why? Because I'm a basic candy-eating eater, pizza-eater, basic everyday man. Those are real words that came out of a person's face last night, by the way.
Yowie wowie!
SS King Cool 132, thanks for the follow.
Thank you!
Jen Morrison, confirmed. I've signed with WWE. I've never been as good at anything as I am at wrestling. I can't wait to stand again in the WWE ring opposite the most talented people in the business. CM Punk, dude, Will Ospreay's in New Japan. Carl Anderson, my 8-year-old asked me to come downstairs and see his spine buster. This was about a year ago. So there's a video of that. Matt Hardy, with the undeniable fact that Carl Anderson and WWE are masters of the procreating the male species, the hashtag BizCliz and versus House Hardy matches and feud that will travel across the all promotions over 50 years. At least Hot Carl and I will get our investments back courtesy of our agent / booking fees. Drake Maverick, I ain't doing no jobs for none of y'all kids again. Because remember, he lost to Maxwell one time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is what got me distracted on Twitter during last sex. Netflix. What's something you can say during sex, but also when you manage a brand Twitter account, okay?
Oh, no.
Snickers.
Oh, God, who chimed in?
Everybody. Snickers. Satisfied? Penguin Random House. I'm going to be doing this in bed all weekend. Paramount. I'm not sure we want to touch this. They replied, guys, Mount was right there. Wendy's. 444. Netflix, all for you. Animal Planet, send me a good snake pic. Jimmy John's, that was freaky fast. Natural Light, these are all natural. Netflix replies, and they're spectacular. Yelp, please share experience with this community. They replied, didn't match the photos. Groupon, how likely would you be to recommend us to a friend? Netflix, 2-for-1? Bud Light, check out our new cans. Netflix, cool to the touch. Absolute Vodka, slow down. You want it to last. Netflix replied, absolutely. Ben and Jerry's, do you want to take a lick?
Oh!
Tazo, Sometimes it helps to blow on it first.
No!
Netflix replied, and that's the tea. Arby's, do you want more meat? Netflix, ma'am, this is a Netflix doom. Hurt me, punny. Netflix replied, playing with yourself again? Wingstop, bone in, please? Netflix, bone apple tea? Hulu, Netflix and chill? Axe Sprite, buy Sprite, now 33% bigger? Netflix, where have I heard that before? DirecTV, coming soon, on demand. The Sims, woohoo! Netflix walks into bedroom. Rolling Rock, we're rock hard. Netflix replied, why is it green? Reddit, thanks for the gold, kind stranger. WWE and Fox, gotta keep it PG. Aldi, 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. Wiener Schnitzel, the world's most wanted wiener.
Oh, of course Wiener Schnitzel had to get in there.
Moon Pie, please tell me I'm doing a good job. T-Mobile, up to 4 devices on us. Bush Beer, it's time for some Bush.
Wait, go back.
What?
Four? How, let's see. I guess technically nipples count, but four? How do you do four?
Multiple in this. Anyway, moving on.
I mean, if you're a chick, you could technically get three. Four. Where's four going? I need an explanation.
Drizzly, are you still there? Aviation American Gin. This is delicious.
Brent, no. Brent, it does not go in your nose. Not how that works.
I mean, it sometimes...
Do you really want to put any kind of device in your nose?
I wasn't meaning device. Anyway, Netflix goes down smooth. CNET, please respect my privacy at this time. Netflix replied, redacted. Logo TV, I'm a little gagged. They replied, she bring it to you every ball. Why you gagging so? Masterpiece PBS. Sundays at 9, 8 central. Check your local listings. Netflix, you're a masterpiece. Casper, you may want to lie down for this. DoorDash, every flavor, welcome. Oh, Netflix God. Replied, who gave you my address? Family Guy, giggity, giggity, all right.
Appropriate.
Buffalo Wild Wings, we really need to do more video. Hampton by Hilton, yes. Breakfast is included. Strong back lead, it's 3:30. It's 11:36 a.m. PST. Netflix replied, almost a noon-er. After Buzz TV, still not sure how Jeff Goldblum ended up here. Netflix replied, life, finds a way. TV time, please be patient, we're close to resolving your issue. StubHub. Backstage, pass included. YouTube TV. I can't believe this is happening live. Boston Market. You've been waiting for this stuffing all year. Fitbit. We'll help you know your body better. Hotel.com. Hurry up. Checkout is in 15 minutes. Planet Fitness. Don't worry. This is a judgment-free zone. MGM Studios. What? Like it's hard? Mattress Firm. We come in king size. Fossil. I got 24-hour battery life. Captain Morgan. You're supposed to do it with one knee up. Ticketmaster. Doors open at 6. Kettle Brand Chips. You can go elbow deep in me.
No.
Pop-Tarts, fill me up.
No.
Charmin, my hiney's Charmin clean.
That's like post-sex.
Coors Light, are you 21 plus? Postmates, from our app, good for groups. Potpourri, you're going to need a wipe up after. HGTV.
Oh, shit. No.
Does the carpet match the drapes? And TED Talks. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Doesn't quite work, but okay.
Like I said, all the groups got involved. Like, all of them. It's amazing. Anyway, it's Tweet a Week.
That is called when one brand gets bored and everybody else replies. Like, that's what that is. Whoever runs Netflix's account is literally like, I have nothing to do. I'm bored. Click. Let's start shit on the internet.
Because there was a meme that was going around about that, and there was like a... something about wrestling as well, it was involved in it, and it's like, oh god, and then it's like, oh, this thing just blew up. Anyway, Lindsay went to a thing. She went to Starcade, y'all, last week. We talked about it on the Gobble Gobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular, on the show she was being good and wasn't gonna go, and then, well, 40 minutes after we got done taping the show, she bought a ticket.
Because basically they announced a 6-woman match, which was Asuka, Kairi Sane. Eight-woman match with Kairi Sane and Asuka, Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair, Bayley and Sasha, and Alexa and Nikki, and Bray was there, and I was like, well, crap. And ultimately it was, I want to see The Fiend, I'm really curious to see what he's like in person, and I want to see him as champion because I never got to see him as champion. I got to see him right before he won the title, and then I have not seen him since then. So it's been like 2 or 3 years since I've seen Bray live. And I was like, I want to go and I want to see him. But it was like, I don't want to drive all the way across town, which is where this was, to go see just Bray. And so they announced other things. And I was like, all right, I guess I can justify the cost. Because the flip side of this is I just had to do another major expense on my house. So I was really trying not to spend money, but it's like, I want to go. Like, I really, really, really want to go, and so I'm going to go. So I just want to talk about this real quickly. This was done at the Infinite Energy Center, which, if you're not familiar with it, it's a smaller building than Phillips. It's about half the size. I commented on this picture because I could not stop myself, but I just want to put everybody out that they're like, you know, oh, look, you know, there were a bunch of empty sections. When I went to go buy tickets, the upper bowl was not open and they had the last three sections on the hard camera side blocked off where you could not buy tickets in those sections because one was actually where the camera was and then the other two were the production areas. Now, there was something, too. When I was facing it to the left, there was a section that was about half full, but the rest of the building that was open for ticket sales was full. So I just want to put that out there. I mean, it was not the most filled event. I mean, obviously, they didn't sell it out, but when I went to go buy tickets, all that was available was aftermarket.
Stop spreading lies, internet.
So just, I have to put that out there because, like, I'm seeing that kind of stuff flying and people are trying to manufacture things that may or may not be true. I don't know if it's actually true, but I saw that and I was like, okay, yeah, no, that's not accurate. That's not what it was.
Stop making up lies, internet.
So they do something really cool at these events. One of which was a huge tease and I'm really pissed at them and that did it, but. So when they start the show, they do the then, now, and forever during the show or right before the show starts. So they have like Mike Rome come out and he's like, you're going to see Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch and Charlotte and Randy Orton and da 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 on and on and on and on. And the one person they don't mention is Bray Wyatt. They don't tell you he's there. So then like Mike Rome goes in the back or goes wherever he goes. He's very pretty in person, by the way. So is Byron Saxton and Tom Phillips. They were there doing the commentary for the show. They're all three very pretty in person. And then they do the then and now and forever. Well, part of that is it starts to glitch and cut in and out. And as it cuts in and out, video of the Fiend cuts in. And then when it gets to the final scream, they show the logo and the logo goes kind of to black and all you see is the Fiend's face. And that's how they tell you he's there, which I think is really clever.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know if he's going to be there, and it's like you don't want to say, hey, the Fiend Bray Wyatt's here, yay. No, it's like you want him to be creepy. You want to create this atmosphere of, where is he kind of thing. Is he actually here? And, you know, there's the announcement that, yes, he's actually here, which I thought was really fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Sounded cool.
Like, I wish I could have gotten video of it because it was really cool, but sadly, I didn't realize it was going on until it was too late. But this led to the opening contest for One Fall.
One Fall.
Did it the whole night. They hated us for it.
One Fall.
And that was Seth Rollins, who came out to, I would say, mixed reactions. Some mm-hmm. cheers, some boos. Faced off against Eric Rowan, sans the pet. He did not have it with him. He left it in the car. And this wasn't a bad match. This was a dark match, by the way, before Starrcade. There were two matches before, and then there were a bunch of matches after the show aired on the network. So this was the first dark. And I enjoyed this. I thought this was good. They had a little bit of trouble where, just from size difference, they were kind of trying to figure it out because you could tell that they just don't wrestle each other a lot. But they didn't. They did an okay job.
Okay.
I mean, I felt like it was good.
Solid.
It was solid. And in the end, Seth hit the curb stomp for the victory. So, your winner, Seth Rollins. And then after that, I don't know why they don't show this on TV more, but after seeing it live and in person, Jesus Christ, this needs to be on TV more. And that is Sami Zayn with Shinsuke Nakamura. They took on The Miz for the Intercontinental title. Oh my God, Sami. Just, oh my Jesus. Why is this duo not on TV more? Because Sami at ringside as a manager is hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. Like, he's so good. at what he does. He's a wonderful foil for Shinsuke. Like, he came out, and bless him, he was like, you know one of the things that I really hate about Georgia? And it's like, oh god, here we go. Here it comes. He's like, you guys are so disrespectful and somebody else, because we sit in traffic all the time. We do. So, but yeah, this was really fun. This was really entertaining. Sammy helped Shinsuke pick up the victory and defeat The Miz. So Shinsuke retains the Intercontinental Championship, which the new title, very pretty, guys. Very, very pretty in person. And then we get to the actual show. So they kicked it off with the Kevin Owens show, and they had audio issues, which I don't think a lot of people realize because apparently the network went down.
Okay, it wasn't audio issues. They were just doing it for the network. It wasn't in the building.
No, it was.
Was it supposed to be?
Well, no, not that part. Not that part. But like, So when they opened in quotations the show, they had Byron and Tom standing there, and they had a production guy holding an iPad, which was a teleprompter. And so they were reading off the iPad to open the show, and you can't hear them at all. So they're standing there with microphones talking very animated like, and we're like, we can't, what's going on right now? Like, we have no idea. So we all just like stopped, and we're all just sitting there staring because we had no idea what was going on. And then they finally like started the Kevin Owens show, and he came out and everything like that. But it's like, so we didn't get to hear Byron and Tom as they intro the show, which I'm messaging Rock, and I'm like, what are they saying? And he's like, I don't know. My network crashed.
The network crashed. Legit, I turned it on at 6:40. It was ready to go. I was watching the Kevin Owens little special they had going. And I was like, it crashed. It's like, okay, weird. Weird timing. So I refreshed, went to desktop. Then went to Twitter. And it's like, oh, the network's down. At about 7:30, they put the feed on YouTube because the network crashed. Whoever hit the button to go live screwed up. Glad it was that for Starrcade and not Survivor Series.
Yeah. And so then they had Kevin come out, and then they brought Ric Flair out, and we chanted at Ric Flair, which is a little disrespectful, but we couldn't hear him. So we, like, Ric Flair starts talking, and he starts talking about how much he loves Atlanta, and da 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 da, and on and on and on. We didn't hear half of it because we couldn't hear him. Like, there were audio issues in the building where his mic was not turned up. And so we started chanting at him, we can't hear you. And Kevin and Rick traded mics because it's like, Kevin's like, whatever you have to say is way more important than what I have to say.
Pretty much, yeah. So, that's what he said.
Here, please take my mic. So then Flair cuts the promo, and out come what I feel like are some of the MVPs of the night, which were the OC. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson, guys, is a national treasure. I will tell you about that later. But just in my personal opinion, Carl Anderson, national treasure. We should protect him at all costs. So anyway, they come out. They pick the fight with Kevin and Rick. And who comes to make the save but the Street Profits? Which was nice to see them in person. They actually had them come out before the show and help do the seat upgrade.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they, like, the way that they did that was they had the two kids get up, and they had to name people by their moniker names or whatever, their nicknames. Mm-hmm. And so technically both kids, quote unquote, won, because they were all like, you know, the man and stuff like that. So Mike Rome was like, okay, I only brought one t-shirt. It's an old t-shirt. Can anybody help me? And then out come the Street Profits, and they walked the family to the seats, which was pretty cool. And they were taking pictures and everything. But anyway, so the Street Profits come out. They make the save for Kevin and Rick. Kevin advises them, please go kick their ass. Thank you very much. And walks away. I didn't pick up on what he said he was going to go do. Did you?
No, I didn't catch what he said he was going to do.
He said he was going to do something and please kick their ass. Which Kevin was the other MVP of the night. Like, he was on fire Sunday night.
And then following on Monday, yeah.
Yeah, he was so entertaining Sunday and Monday, but mainly Sunday. So we saw the match where the Street Profits defeat the OC. It was a good match. It was an entertaining match, I thought. What did you think?
Solid match. It was good. Enjoyable.
Nice setup to it.
Nice little setup. It's your standard house show match. It was like, there was no thrills to it, but the style of wrestling is enjoyable. Gets the crowd into it.
And then after that, we saw the Kabuki Warrior, which... Actually, something weird happened in this match, and I don't know if the at-home stuff picked it up, because I haven't gone back and watched it, But there was like an audio issue where it sounded like somebody was like slamming something backstage.
I don't remember that.
I think it only happened in the arena and it was really briefly because it sounded like somebody was like throwing a trash can or slamming something down. And I don't know if they were showing like a replay of something that had happened earlier in the week. Because again, they don't air that in the arenas.
I don't remember. They could have been airing a promo package at that time. Because they were airing promo packages in between the matches.
Okay, all right. Well, this was, I think, during the match, but yeah, it was a weird little thing that happened.
Anyway, it was Kabuki Warriors versus Charlotte Flair and the man, Becky Lynch, taking on Bayley and Sasha Banks, taking on Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. First thing I want to point out is it's been a while, but Nikki Cross probably had this gear made for a long time. But now she can finally wear her gear that matches her partner, Alexa Bliss.
They look so cute together.
They did. And then Alexa Bliss and her slap moment. Oh, God, that was the best.
Okay, so they're... Cowboys are coming back. They scored another touchdown.
Maybe.
We'll see. As it goes under review, I'll continue. Where they're, like, Alexa's going around like a house of fire. And then she, like, runs into the corner, stops, smiles. Mac! We all popped for it. It was a cute little spot.
It was great.
Like, she looked like she was having fun with it, which is the most important thing, is that she was enjoying it.
It was a really good four-way tag team match. They could be a little wonky at times, because it's only two people in the ring, and the tags are awkward, but they made it work. I enjoyed it.
I can tell you from being in the ring, that it felt like it was a little slow to start.
Yeah, it was a little slow to start, but it picked up.
Yeah, once they got going, it was okay, and it was like, I don't think they explained that it was a tornado type thing, mm-hmm. where anybody could tag anybody in, that was never explained, so it's like, I think Charlotte got tagged in by somebody else, and was like, wait a minute, we're doing it like that?
But it made sense because there was only two people in the ring at the same time.
Yeah, so it was like, it led to some really interesting interactions and some really fun spots in the match, and I liked it. I thought it was good. I think a lot of people complained about this, but I thought it was a little slow to start, but once they got going, man, they got going.
Fun match. The champs retained. They debuted their new music. It's just okay.
Yeah, it's all right. When they came out, it's like, who is... Oh, right.
It's better than the stupid mashup they had.
But I will say this in terms of reaction. There is Becky Lynch, and then there is everybody else.
Yeah.
And then Bailey's hair is not much better in person. I'm sorry. I don't mean to hate on it. I really don't, but
hate is gonna hate.
It's not okay. It's not. I'm sure she likes it, and as long as she likes it, that's the only opinion that matters, but honey, no. Just no.
So then you're gonna be treated for a last man standing match featuring Lashley and Rusev. But apparently on a Sunday, Lana got a restraining order in the state of Georgia to keep Rusev out of the building.
Which we all call bullshit on, by the way. We're like, how in the hell did you get anything done on a Sunday in the state of Georgia? That's not how this state works. It barely functions Monday through Friday.
You can't get
let alone
Chick-fil-A.
Getting anything done on Sunday.
You can't even get Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. How are you going to get a court thing?
I mean, it's like, come on. Like, and she said that she had to come to the state of Georgia to get it. It's like, well, if you said that you came on like a Friday and got it, that would make sense because you live up in Nashville. But the fact that you're like, oh yeah, I got a restraining order on a Sunday. No, that's not how this works. I'm terribly sorry. Good try though.
So instead of that, Kevin Owens came out. We had some verbal exchange between Lana and Kevin. It led to Kevin versus Lashley, which was a good match until a wild Rusev appeared.
Yeah, so, okay, Kevin and Lana going back and forth was fantastic. Kevin, again, was just the MVP here. And then as he and Bobby are fighting, like, they walk a camera guy back along where I was sitting, because I was, like, sitting down in the lower bowl, closer to the floor, and there was like, you know, obviously there's the wall between the lower bowl and the floor, and then there's the floor, so they have an aisleway there that people can walk through. So they walk a camera guy up between the floor and where I was sitting, up to the back part of the arena, and the guy and I next to each other, we're sitting there and we're like, oh boy.
Send her message, Rusev incoming.
Yeah, here comes Rusev! And we're chanting Rusev Day, and sure enough, out comes Rusev, and he beats up Bobby Lashley. And he actually, the spot where he's got Lashley on the outside, and they're kind of walking up the aisleway, was right by where I was sitting. Like, he slammed Bobby right down right by us.
If it wasn't because people were very, very tall, Lindsay would have been on camera.
Probably, but people are tall. So.
And she is not.
And I am not. I'm very short. So, but yeah, they slammed Rusev down, or they slammed Lashley down, and the two fought, and then Rusev ran off. I enjoyed the Rusev-Lashley stuff. I thought, like, Rusev is over.
Yeah, he is.
He's so over, it's not funny. Lana, I could take or leave. She was very, very sparkly. She looked like a disco ball because she was wearing that silver sparkly suit. And anything with glitter on it, anything with crystals on it, you think it's shiny on TV, you should see that crap in person. It's like surface of the sun bright. It's insane. It just glitters. I was jealous.
So,
I want to glitter that much.
So at this point, as Rusev left to no security chasing him, we go to intermission.
And we went to intermission too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm queuing you up. So you go to intermission. We come back from intermission. What happened next?
They teased me.
Oh, yes. They teased her during intermission. They worked her up so much during this show. Not only with the Fiend thing in the beginning, but here at intermission, they worked her up into a frenzy.
I was so pissed. So they air the commercials during the show. And when they're coming back, like during the show, they show the tweets and everything. And they have all kinds of little graphics and games that you can play. And then when the show starts to come back, they start airing commercials and everything. Well, one of the commercials that they air features The Undertaker. And I'm like, hey, it's my old man. He's here. And then all of a sudden the face of the Fiend cuts in. And the one thing, the one goddamn thing I want at Mania, if I can get it, or any time, don't really care, is The Fiend versus The Undertaker. I want that feud so hard, because I just want The Undertaker's reaction to the Funhouse. I want it. Like, the whole thing, because I feel like when they did Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker Part 1, like, Bray had to do it on his own, he did a fantastic job, but I feel like we got robbed of that feud, and I would love to get a second shot at it. So, they start showing that, and I'm like, no, they're not going to give me that. They're not going to do that to me. Are they already teasing that? Is it going to be a Rumble? Is it going to be a Mania? When's it going to be? Like, I got all excited. I was like, holy crap. And then they're like, only, and then it's a WWE Network commercial featuring The Undertaker with The Fiend cutting in. I felt so used. So used. It's just the reminder that The Fiend's there, but I was like, that's everything I want, and it's not real yet. But yeah, so that's how they came back from intermission. I was a little upset. It's just a touch upset.
They got all worked up and nowhere to go.
So yeah, it was just like, you dicks. So they came back from intermission, the first match back from intermission, because they had broken down all the cameras and the table and everything, so it went from being a network event to a house show, is Aleister Black versus Andrade with Zelina Vega. The fact that you made Aleister face off against his wife is a little rude. We were ruder because we chanted kiss your wife at him every time they came face to face with each other, like you do. And yeah, ultimately the two had a really good match and Aleister Black came out on top. I would go more in detail in matches, but I don't remember everything that happened in the matches. I just know whether they were good or bad or not. So I'm sorry. It's not going to be a super in-depth analysis. I didn't take notes or anything like that. I barely took pictures because I was like, you know what? I want to watch this. I don't want to
take pictures and spend all the time doing that. If you ever seen Aleister Black and Andrade Russell, there you go.
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. They were all three very entertaining, but Zelina Vega did not like the fact that, you know, Andrade was defeated by Aleister with a really, and I mean, really sound black mass. Like, he don't pull that back, man. That hits every time. So she's like, you know, Andrade's the best. Andrade's the best in the business today. You send anybody out and he'll beat him, I promise you. And who comes out? Ricochet.
Modern day superhero.
Who's not over at all.
Nah.
Just not over at all. Kidding. Two had a very, very quick little match where basically Ricochet defeats Andrade. And sends him packing and proving that he is, in fact, a badass.
Typical half show heel stuff. When a heel loses, most times, I could do better. I could beat anyone, and then they get beat really quick. It's a way to get other people on the show.
Yeah, but it was nice to see Ricochet because I don't think I had seen him live before this. I know I'd seen a lot of other people, but I had not seen, I think, Ricochet live because he wasn't with the company when NXT was here.
If he was, he wasn't on the TV.
Yeah, he had just been signed, I think, or he was getting ready to sign when NXT was here last, or when I went to it last.
What's next?
Up next, you had Randy Orton taking on the hometown boy from Gainesville, Georgia, AJ Styles. I hate how much I like House Show Randy Orton. I really hate how much I liked him because, like, Randy just walked out. He didn't care. He just didn't. He couldn't be bothered to do a lot of things. So he's like, I'm just going to have fun. And that's what he did. Like, he messed with the ref. He messed with the crowd. He messed with AJ. Like, there's at one point where AJ rolls out of the ring and Randy, like, very vocally says, look, just count him out and let's go home. Like, I just want, let's just go. Like, you saw the match, I think, this past week on Raw, and that's pretty much what, or no, they interacted with each other. They didn't have a match.
They were in the six-man or something?
Yeah.
No, they just did a promo. It was the RKO at the end with Randy and AJ, but yeah.
Okay. The match itself was very good, very entertaining. Like I said, I hate how much I like House Show Randy Orton. Like, there's a point where he throws AJ on the outside and throws him over the barricade, and he does the two sweet. Or tries to do the too sweet to fans. And he's like, how do I hold my hands? Wait, how do I do it? Show me. Okay, all right, that's how I do it. All right, let's do it. And he just, yeah, he was just, I hate how much I liked House Show Randy Orton. Like, I really do. I really hate it so very much. But in the end, Randy Orton soundly defeated AJ Styles with an RKO. And as AJ left, we all stood and applauded for him. And he told us to suck it.
Too sweet.
Too sweet. You then had Roman Reigns.
Came
out to, go ahead.
Dunham.
Came out to resounding cheers.
Woo, Roman, woo!
He took on Baron Corbin.
Boo!
Who did a sneak attack on Roman and beat him up a little bit before Roman came back and beat him soundly. And Roman posed for the crowd, and Woo-hoo! Everybody was happy, and it's like, yay, Roman, yay! He looked really good. He's gotten a little thicker.
Well, that's good.
Like, since the last time I saw him in person, like, he's gotten a lot thicker. So, good for him. And Corbin looked good. I like the new gear. I like the whole new look. I think the last time I saw him, he still had hair.
Probably.
I don't think he was on the main roster yet. I don't know. But yeah, Corbin looked good as well. Like, he's improved quite a bit since his NXT days. So, it's very entertaining.
Main event time?
Then we get to the main event, which has its own little graphic. It was a cage match where the Universal title was on the line. Braun Strowman was taking on the Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Cage gets its own special entrance. Braun comes out. Something like that, yeah, but it wasn't quite that music. But Braun comes out to many cheers and ovations. And then, y'all, out comes the Fiend. Now, they had taken the lights all the way down for Aleister Black, where that building was pitch black, except for the screens. They did not take it all the way down for Bray Wyatt. They took it down to about, I guess, a quarter light. Like, there was still enough light that when he walked out, all you saw was the white face.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a little hard to see him where I was sitting when he first walked out, but it's like he also had the Savini title with him.
Which we need to talk about right now.
Yeah, which we're going to talk about here in a second. I want to get done with the show, and then we're going to circle back to the Savini title.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know what that is, it's a new title. We're going to talk about that. But he walks out, right, and he's got the Savini title with him, and he's wearing it around his neck. And I'm like, why does his face look weird? Then it's, oh, right, that's the title. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, that's the title. Cool. Very cool. He did not have the headlamp with him. He just had a regular lantern. But the entrance itself is pretty cool. The look is just eerie as crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's pretty ooky spooky, crazy looking. Mm-hmm. And he has this whole thing now where he's not taking off his jacket. He wrestles with it on for a little bit, and then he takes it off.
He's been doing that for his matches, too, on TV.
I just thought, last time he faced Brian, he got jumped before he could get his jacket off. So I just thought he was getting jumped before his jacket came off. But apparently it's a thing.
It's a thing, y'all. It's a thing.
So he gets in the ring, and they ring the title, or they ring the bell, they show the title, and it stares at you, it's very spooky, and they kick up the red lighting, which people booed, they were not happy about the red lighting.
Yeah.
I kind of have to agree with them. It was not the greatest experience with it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because by the end of it, your eyes hurt. Because it's just the right level of darkness where you're waiting for it to get brighter because your eyes want to adjust the whole time. Like, you're just sitting in that level of darkness where you're like, I just need it to get, like, a hair or two brighter and I'll be fine. Like, in terms of being able to see. But after a while, it gives you a headache and it does hurt your eyes to look at it. Because you can see, like, don't get me wrong, you can actually see and it's fine. But it just, it does. After about 10 to 15 minutes, it does hurt your eyes. So I can see why people are upset about it. Because it's like, it's not the best experience. It looks really cool. Like, when they first did it and they brought the lights up, he looked spooky as crap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a pleasant experience to watch it for any long duration. And also, it didn't help that the match was probably not the best.
Yeah.
From
all reports, it was not good.
It was not a good match. They tried, but they weren't really doing a lot of really crazy, stupid spots. Like, they did one where Braun got crotched on the ropes and then kind of beat each other up a little bit. And then Bray threw Braun between the ropes and the cage and left. Like, he went up on the stage and did the look back and then he left. Like, he was out there maybe 15 minutes.
Not even.
Not even. That's being really, really generous. Because it took him a while to do the entrance. So it's like, people started booing. People were pissed. And it was like, wait, that's it? That's it? It's like, no, get your ass back in that ring and you kill him properly, damn it.
Sadly, that happened. He just walked out of the cage and left.
Because it's like, I don't know if they weren't getting what they wanted from the crowd. And so they ended it because at one point he like glared at our section when he was in the corner and he was going to do the back bend. And he's like, come on. And he's like gesturing at us and yelling at us. Come on. Like, you could hear him going, come on, come up, cheer for me, do something for me. Cause we were all sitting there staring at him in absolutely rapt fascination because a lot of people were there to see him and see what it was and experience it. And we're just all like, ooh, shiny. And we're not doing what he wants us to do. So I don't know if they were like, yeah, they're not into this. So let's just end it or what the whole deal was. But the match was not good. It was, and it left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth, including mine, where it's like, it was kind of disappointing. It's like, I think a lot of us were there to see The Fiend and see what he would do. And a lot of us, I think, expected him to destroy Braun Strowman in very similar fashion to what he had done on TV. And that's not what happened at all.
Sadly.
So the way that they sent the crowd home happy was they had Braun stay in the ring. The lights come back up. Out comes the OC and they insult Braun. Braun beats up Luke Gallows, and then he picks up Carl Anderson and carries around Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson still has the mic. He's screaming into it. He's like, ah, ah, ah. And then Braun slams him down and he just like basically stays in a position where he's bent in half.
Yeah.
Like he's broken. Like his butt is sticking up in the air kind of thing. And then Braun kicks him out of the ring and that's how they sent the crowd home happy. Oh, Bears win 31-24.
How about Cowboys?
But I mean, overall, the show was good. I think I didn't go into it with really high hopes. It's like, it's going to be what it's going to be.
It was a house show. It was a wrestling event.
House shows are typically more fun than Raw and SmackDown. They're less structured. And so you get a more genuine experience because it's like the wrestlers are interacting with the crowd more. They're doing more with the crowd. Like I said, Randy Orton was way more relaxed. But the main event was it just wasn't good. I'm sorry. Like, I hate to disparage it, but it's like, it just wasn't entertaining. It just wasn't anything. Like, I feel like if it had not been a cage match, it would have been better because they could have gone around and done different things. But being confined in a cage,
it doesn't work for Ray. He needs to be outside of a cage. In the cell, he's fine because he can walk the sides of the ring, but in the cage, no.
Yeah, he needs to be able to get out of the ring. He needs to be able to do what he can do. And yeah, being in a confined environment like that was just, it doesn't necessarily work, at least in that setting. And I understand that they had just flown in from Mexico. They were tired. They were getting ready to go home, probably. So they're like, you know what? I don't want to do anything crazy. I don't want anything stupid. In Bray's case, he's trying to be careful because he doesn't want to get hurt. But it was just meh. Like, it just, it left a bad taste.
Understandable.
For sure. But, I mean, overall, the show was fine. Okay. I've heard a lot of people like saying it was bad or it was terrible. I didn't think it was. I mean, it was a show. It wasn't the greatest show I've ever seen, but I mean, it was a show, and they all came out and busted their butts and did their best that they could, and that's all you can ask for.
That really is all you can ask for.
But that's all I have, so I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. That'll do it for us here on the Rack. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be Fortnite with friends. We're going to probably do some challenges, knock some out. Saturday Night Midnight Edition is another edition of CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, GrowTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio talks wrestling, 10 p.m. Eastern. There is no post show this Monday night, but it is usually Monday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern. We will be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. As mentioned during the break in the commercial, Ask the Rack returns for Jingle All the Rack December 26th live. We're doing Jingle All the Rack live because it's Christmas week and we can. It doesn't fall on Christmas, so yeah, yeet and a dab. So send your questions to at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Word. It can be about anything you want. Really, we'll answer anything. You know the deal by now. It's Ask the Rack. You ask it, we answer it. Boom. There you go. That Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Just search for the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. That's free. Use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
You can follow me on most of the social medias, including Twitch, at LinsWard, LNSWRD.
Oh, don't forget to a couple things. One, check out our review of the Mayor Kane book. Two, check out our review on the Ninja, the Most Dangerous Game book. Both now available.
Ding. And while you're checking things out, check out our very fine sponsor, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So everybody sit tight. We're going to get the squad. We're going to do some Fortnite with friends. So get you a snack, get you something to drink, whatever you need to do. But, you know, till we come back, you've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you in a few minutes. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.